Hello again and welcome to our program. Today we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 3. Well, I hope the Lord comes back today. One thing for sure, he's coming back pretty soon. There's a lot of signs in the Bible that tell us that the season when Jesus will be back, and it certainly looks like we're there right now. In chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, verse number 3 says, "When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Well, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll escape. The Bible says he is able to deliver thee.
'Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest theme, tell the world again. Our God is able to deliver thee. Is the grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee.
Reading again, chapter 5, verse number 3 of 1 Thessalonians, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." The Bible says, "But ye yourselves," referring to the Christians, and to the Christ rejectors, it says, "they shall say peace and safety." It's interesting that the word peace occurs three times in 1 Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 1, to the Christian, God says, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." And then when the book is closed off in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, to the Christians, it says here, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." However, here in chapter 5 and verse number 3, it's not talking about the Christians, it's talking about the Christ rejectors. And it says here, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Now, you cannot have peace without the Prince of Peace. And this world, they just reject the Prince of Peace, and they cry for peace. And the Bible says, when they shall say peace and safety, he said, I'm coming back. Well, we're certainly living in that age right now. In verse number 4, he goes on to talk to the Christians and says, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Now again, in 1 Thessalonians 5:1, he said, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. So he goes on to say in verse 6, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Again, God is preaching to the remnant here. We think, wow, yeah, they need to wake up. God says, no, we need to make sure that we don't fall asleep. The Bible says in Matthew 13:25, while men slept, his enemy came and sowed the tares among the wheat and went his way. Now, we sometimes see little pictures of the enemy sowing in the field. It doesn't say he sowed in the field. It says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed the tares among the wheat. Oh, there's that bag of wheat over there, and that fellow over there sleeping under a tree. He's going to be sowing this. Let me just throw in the tares in the bag and let him do the dirty work. And so this unsuspecting, sleepy person who thinks he's sowing a good seed is also sowing the tares among the wheat, and the end result of that is the apostasy that we're living in today. Chapter 5 and verse number 7 goes on to say, for they that sleep in the night and they that be drunken are drunken in the night, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Now, he mentions here faith, love, and hope. Faith is what we believe. And he said that should be your breastplate. In other words, it's right out front where everybody can see it. And it is a means of protection when we put out front what we believe. Then love, that is what we believe in action. And it's referred to as the helmet of love. Well, it's interesting that as the world gets more violent, we need more helmets. When I was a young lad, the only people that wore helmets were soldiers. Now police officers are wearing them, and you're going to wear them on motorcycles, and you're going to wear them playing football and hockey. They're a lot more aggressive. Sports are a lot more violent than they used to be. A lot of violence. Well, the more violence, what we need is to show right out front our love. Love is what we believe in action. And then we have the word hope. That word doesn't mean, well, I sure hope this happens, but it means expectation. He says here, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation, the expectation. What are you expecting out of your salvation? Just a trip to heaven? There's a whole lot more to it than that. The Bible promises us a victorious Christian life on earth, and that is to take advantage of the salvation that we have. 1 Thessalonians verse number 9, chapter 5, says, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I thought we already had salvation. Well, it's talking here to obtain something is to get out of everything that God has paid for on the cross for us to have. To obtain something means we will have an action, a plan of action, and we'll put some effort into it. He goes on to say that, referring to Christ who died for us, that whether we wake or whether we sleep, we should live together with him. And so he says, have this hope of expectation, as I said, whether it's on earth or whether it's in heaven, whether we wake or whether we sleep with him, we should have this hope while we're still alive here in this world. Paul goes on to say to this little remnant there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, he says, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Now, comfort, that word appears four times in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 2. We read here, they sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. Then in chapter 4 and verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. And then in chapter 5 and verse 11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And then in chapter 5 and verse 14, Paul said, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, and comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. And so in verse 11, he says, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. The phrase one another is found over 40 times in the New Testament. We need to be comforting one another. We need to be edifying one another. And he says, notice, wherefore, comfort yourselves together. Together. You can't come together unless we come together. And that's why we have a local church. And we need to keep in mind that back there they didn't have any buildings. They were meeting in the homes, and they didn't have church buildings for about 250 to 300 years. So we get an idea sometimes that a church is a big building with a lot of people in it. A church might be some people in a third world country under a tree out in the field somewhere. However, the point is we need to comfort together one another and edify one another.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond a measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet take us from our Father's hand.